Growing Up on the Farm, a look into local agriculture, presented by Peterborough County Federation of Agriculture, also fueled by Kubota. We are profiling Leahy's Farm and Market. Our very own Paul Rellinger caught up with Doug Leahy to learn more.
So, Doug, I was checking out the website for Leahy's Farm and Market, and you know, if anybody thinks of Leahy's Farm and Market as just a farm, they're kind of off base, aren't they? I mean, it's a you guys have kind of got your hands in a lot of different things.
We do a few things in life, but they complement each other, and it's a great place to raise children, and we have this opportunity on the road that we're on to service the cottage traffic, and so we certainly do try to provide for them excellence in food and products and service.
Talk to me a little bit about your experience growing up on the farm. What are your fondest memories, and how has it kind of shaped who you are today?
Well, growing up on a farm is incredible, and when you're a child, you don't necessarily understand what an opportunity it is, because each day you're met with new challenges, new ideas, and you don't realize how much you're learning in everything that the farm provides for you and challenges you with. And one of the greatest things about growing up on a farm, I think, is the opportunity to have achievement and accomplishment. When you're on a farm, you don't always have the best equipment or the right equipment, and so you make do, and it challenges your mind, it challenges your work skills. But when you accomplish something, it gives you incredible satisfaction.
Yeah, and I guess the flip side of that is, as a parent or even as a grandparent, to have the kids close by working with you, to have the grandkids close by working with you, I mean, that's a bonus that not many can lay claim to.
Well, growing up on the farms in this area, you know, we do have stones, we do have there is physical labor involved, and the saying that many hands make light work is so true. But it also makes it fun. I remember as being kids, when you'd be out doing something that maybe wasn't really fun work, but you would turn it into fun because you would turn it into a challenge or a competition. And those memories that we have now, we cherish, because work, yes, there are times when you have to go and work and it's not fun, but you can make it fun, you can make it exciting, and that's what we always try to do.
It's funny, when you were talking about the things earlier that the benefits of growing up on the farm, I couldn't help but think that many of those same benefits, and I've done stories with 4-H before, but very similar, right? I mean, the 4-H lessons that are taught young people are very similar to a real life experience on the farm.
Incredible. And especially, 4-H involves a lot of things regarding farming, but it also involves animals. And we have a beef farm. That's what we've grown up with. And we have horses as well. But, you're learning so much in handling animals, dealing with animals. And it's not really an opportunity that you can go to school for. You kind of have to grow up with it or learn it young.
Doug, you've been very kind. We really, really appreciate it, and taking the time, and and thank you for being part of this feature. I'm delighted we had an opportunity to hook up.
Thank you very much, Paul.